All right, y'all. So I have a little bit of a theory going into SummerSlam. So this past Friday, Cody was making his segment and everything. You know, he was delivering a message to John Cena. But why do I feel like they're literally just foreshadowing it in front of our eyes, bro? Cody is turning heel and Cena is turning face. Because first of all, the way he attacked Cena last week was weird, and his segment was, you know, just a little off. Because not only was he wearing The Rock's watch, he was also, like, you know, telling Cena how to make his own entrance, like he did as a babyface. So, man, I don't know why Cody is even telling Cena to do an entrance like his babyface when he's supposed to be a heel. But that could literally be a spoiler that Cena is turning face and Cody is turning heel. And I have a feeling it's because of, yes, this guy right here. The guy that we all bashed for not coming out at WrestleMania 41, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. Now, if he can redeem himself and actually pull up and make this, you know, better, then yeah, we can probably forget the WrestleMania 41 shenanigans. But if he does not, then dog, there's nothing that's going to save you then. You're just going to be named number one fraud. The bold fraud, the final fraud. There's nothing is going to stop anyone from saying that. Because now your name is being just in this SummerSlam, bro. Because now people are theorizing and, you know, possibly even WWE is saying that The Rock might pull up. Because how else will Cody turn heel? And remember when, before Elimination Chamber happened, The Rock gave Cody an ultimatum. He was like, yo, you got to be either my champion or whatever he said, something dies. The dream dies. I don't know what he said. But he said something like that. He said, you either become my champion or the dream dies. He said something like that. And obviously, you know, Cody declined for Cena to take that role. But now, I have a feeling they're going to do the exact same thing, just reversed. I think Cody is actually going to win this championship. And then, you know, they're going to do the exact same thing before The Rock showed up. You know, they're going to shake each other's hand, hug. And then The Rock shows up. The Rock pulls up and he just pulls up to the ring. Cena looks happy, obviously, because he's part of that. And Cena looks happy. He's got a huge smile on his face. And then The Rock, he comes into the ring. He stares at both of them. And then guess what? It looks like he's going after Cody. But then The Rock points his eye to Cena. And then guess what? Cody low blows John Cena. And then that is going to be the biggest moment of SummerSlam. Cody Rhodes literally doing the exact same thing that happened at Elimination Chamber. Just literally with the roles reversed. Dog, that would absolutely be insane. I would legitimately go insane, bro. If they, like, somehow perfected the Elimination Chamber sequence with the new reinformed SummerSlam sequence. So if they actually do that, bro, oh my goodness, I would be jumping for joy, bro. Because we wanted this man, Cody, to turn heel ever since he came to the WWE, bro. Ever since he returned, actually. Because, like, bro, actually, not even ever since he returned. Ever since, you know, he lost to Roman and stuff like that. At WrestleMania 39, not 40. 40 is the one when he won. But, dog, if that happens, it's over, bro. It's over for everyone then. Except for Roman. Obviously, Roman is going to beat heel Cody. But, yeah, it's over for everyone except for Roman, bro. But, dog, that would be insane. But, yeah, what do you guys think about this? How would you guys book it? And, yeah, that's basically it.